Good morning again. I was asked to speak today about what it is that Unitarian Universalism can offer to an individual in terms of spiritual and personal growth. When I was putting together my thoughts on this subject and trying to decide just what I wanted to convey, I found myself thinking about my brother-in-law, William Buchanan. Some of you may remember when he and Roy's sister visited us from Australia in 2004. Roy and I know Bill as an extremely intelligent, well-educated, curious, well-read, well-traveled man who makes his living as an insightful counselor and mediator, and that he embraces the opportunity for learning and growth. We are also well aware of his extremely negative views of organized religions, which is based on his personal experience from childhood, his knowledge of history, as well as the divisive aspect of religion that drives family members of different faiths apart rather than bringing them together, which was unfortunately a force that influenced the happiness of his own family. Bill grew up in the rough working class section of Aberdeen, Scotland, where his family attended a fire and brimstone Presbyterian church, where he told us the messages he received from the pulpit were hurtful and demeaning. So it was with trepidation and great care that we approached him to join us for a service at this church while they were visiting with us. We soon realized that Bill's experience here was emotional and positive. But when we visited them in remote Yakandanda, Australia in 2005, we learned just how profound the experience was for him. So I decided to send him an email and ask him to share his story with me so I could share it with you. His response encapsulated my theme today so much better than my words ever could. Here's what Bill shared with me in his words. As you know, I'm an atheist with a highly skeptical opinion of organized religion. Richard Dawkins' The God Delusion articulates pretty much how I feel about the social control function of most mainstream religions, historically and in the contemporary world. My memories of church as a child, Presbyterian, are gloomy and negative, with a heavy emphasis on sin and guilt. Consequently, when you invited us to go to church with you, I relived some of those negative emotions. However, I knew you both to be genuine, caring, and compassionate people and trusted that you would not knowingly expose me to any painful or distressing experience. I therefore kept an open mind, intrigued that you had become involved with an organization which, on the face of it, had at least some of the trappings of those organizations which you and I had rejected years before. I found myself thinking, cults can be very seductive. Can this be one of those? It is just as well that I kept an open mind. It is that which allowed me to have a truly fresh and fulfilling experience of the UU service and congregation. Roy had warned me about the singing. He told me his favorite UU joke that says sometimes the singing is bad because UU members are reading ahead to check out whether or not they agree with the words. I smiled to myself as I sang because I was instinctively doing just that. The tunes were familiar, but the words lacked dogma, inspiring hope and joy and justice as opposed to guilt and fear and division. I found myself becoming quite emotional as my memories and prejudices invaded what was a very different experience. The speaker spoke of the work of Martin Luther King Jr. that day, and I really began to think, this has got to be a setup. We had lived through the trials and traumas of that era, and just prior to coming to Boston, we had visited the center in Birmingham dedicated to his memory. Yet the speaker concentrated on the basic human rights aspects of his work, never once attributing his contribution to any God. Through my emotion and stifled tears, I began to understand why you and Roy were involved with UUs, and that you had found a community which had a central theme of caring without the choking grip of dogma. I know that you both have had your own struggles and pain, but I felt a real sense of purpose in your lives, which seemed at least in part due to the nurturing which you were giving and receiving from UUs. After the service, we chatted with some of the congregation and heard some of the stories of support which folks seem to find within this community. I was very relaxed and happy to return for a second visit where the experience was fleshed out. I think I remember remarking to you as we left the second time that you had found a very special community indeed. I wish we had a branch in our local community, but the nearest UU church is in Melbourne, 330 kilometers away. The great thing is that when we have visited there, the same feeling of inclusion exists. Bye for now. Good luck with the talk. Bill.